This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, hello, all of you out there in Radio Land. If you're listening on your iPod or you're listening at your computer, you could be driving around and listening to this. That would be wonderful also. Well, this is the third program that we've had this week. I love doing radio, as you probably can tell. And today, we're going to continue with our conversation about self-esteem. And we had a great conversation yesterday with Tammy Brannon, Instinctive Life Coaching. Great interaction between the two of us, and no one called in. So today, we are going to encourage all of you to call in and interact of what you think self-esteem means. And just to review what my philosophy is about self-esteem, I think we go up and down. Some days we get up and it feels like the tank has run over us. You know, one of those big tanks from World War II. And other times we're so up, it just, you jump out of bed and you think, oh gosh, everything's just going my way. And then maybe later on it comes down. It's a matter of maintaining and leveling it off. If we get real, real high on our energy, it's like the word ebullience. You're just so high. And I always recommend, let's level it off and bring it to and maintain kind of a, not flat line, but just bring it down just a little bit. Because a lot of times, folks can't handle that much energy. I don't know about you, but I've got a lot of energy here. And other times we get real low about something, and then I at that point say, well, let's bring it up and find that level where you're comfortable and the folks around you are comfortable. And one of the things that we talked about yesterday is it's an inside job, the self-esteem. When you can stay connected to God, to Source, to the all that is, or whoever your higher power is. Sometimes it's the wise one within. Sometimes it's your higher self. That for me is where I'm getting my guidance, and that is how I maintain the self-esteem. Cool, huh? How many of you meditate out there and actually connect with Source, with guidance, with Spirit? I'd love to find that out. And I'd love to find out who is your higher power that you always go to. It's a go-to kind of connection. It's like you have this telephone connection, this computer connection with the divine. And when you get this message that, okay, it's time to sit because we have messages for you. All right? And then one of the quotes I used yesterday is from one of my friends in Mount Shasta, California, Michael J. Tamura. When we have certainty that what we are seeking is already within us, we stop looking for it and we start preparing for its arrival in earnest. It comes to us, but we have to set up our space into which we can receive it. Stop and think about that. So if you have an altar, if you have an abundance altar, a money altar, you have a place for the money when it comes in to be blessed, and it's like money and you're blessing that altar. Maybe you have a nice crystal there. That's another way of actually focusing on receiving it. But you create a place where it can happen in your heart, in your mind, or in all of the above. Well, on the 22nd and 23rd of January, we have an Aquarius new moon. Oh, yes. How many Aquariuses do we have out there? Well, with Aquarius, it is about being innovative and strong intellect. I have so many friends who are Aquarius. And they're always, they're usually, not always, because there's other stuff in the chart there, humanitarians. They're usually intellectual. They want to know why. And yet when they become spiritual, there's something, you don't have to prove anything to them anymore. They just get it. So with this Aquarius new moon, it is about healing family issues. And I don't know about you, but I just kind of poo-pooed it. And then all of a sudden something came up for me. And I said, whoa, where did that come from? It just jumped right up there. And we have Mars in Virgo, which is stationing it's in retrograde, excuse me. It's been there from November 10th, 2011 to July 3rd, 2012. It's about an 8-month period. It's giving us time to look at our family issues. And it's giving us this extra 8 months instead of just 2 in this retrograde to figure out and fix what's not working in our lives. And quite often, it has to do with family issues. And it has to do with, guess what? Self-esteem. And this, by the way, comes from Stephanie Austin, who writes for the Mountain Astrologer. Love her work. Just love her work. And so because we're looking at this Virgo, Mars in Virgo, it looks at the self-esteem and it asks us to eliminate martyrdom and passive-aggressive behavior. Yeah, your challenges, this is sometimes a challenge because now you've got anger in there and you've got other things, conflict, and it asks for courage to step up and say, okay, I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to criticize. I'm just going to look and see what wants to change. Yeah, pretty cool. It also has to do with chronic health issues and environmental cleanups. So this new moon, which is coming this weekend, shows us that it's time for something completely different. If you think about nature, you know, we've got rain in certain places. They have snow, like a foot and a half of snow in about 20 minutes. I mean, that was in Mount Shasta. And so nature, we can look at nature and see what is going on. There's a lot of rain and the rivers are rising. And certain people that live along those rivers, wonderful place to be in the summertime. Yeah. Step outside and go fishing. Well, and now with all this rain, they're looking at having a flood watch that if they may have to evacuate. So here again, nature is disrupting and providing the opportunity to take a look at what is really important. And of course, this is part of this Mars retrograde in Virgo. Yeah, and that will be January 22nd, which is this weekend, and the 23rd. While, you know, when I start getting ready for the radio program, it's usually, 1 o'clock or so, and today I was taking a little nap. Doesn't everyone take a nap in the afternoon? Anyway, I got up. What I heard was, it's the year of the dragon, go look it up. So I went and looked up the information, the astrological predictions for 2012 from Duan Ming, M-I-N-H. And her website is ChineseAstrology.org. Well, the dragon, you know, we've heard of the dragon, and this is the water dragon. It's a critical year for humanity because of all the changes taking place in people's minds. Hello? In your mind, you're changing your mind about your philosophy, and it's about to pass into a new spiritual era. You've heard the age of Aquarius. I don't know whether this is the age of Aquarius. My guest, Barbara Ray, and I were discussing prior, we should have that recorded so we can play it later, that our belief system, our minds are now being shifted. More people are finding that spirituality is, yeah, it's okay. And what we're believing in is, yes, we believe in the rituals. And many of these rituals have been incorporated into the church. They've lost their energy. It's just a ritual. And it doesn't have meaning. Like it will be during this year, 2012 to February 9th, 2013. So we have the dragon, and we also have the element of water. Water represents emotions. And, of course, it's interesting to see whether you're clairsentient, clairvoyant, clairaudient. I'm clairsentient, means I feel. And because I'm a Scorpio, I feel different messages coming through. I see also, and I also hear, because, you know, when you're working on the radio, your clairaudience increases. If you are in work or in business, it's a great year, 2012, for innovative businesses and ideas. There'll be a lot more, and this is based on what the ChineseAstrology.org, this is where I got all this information. It would that I be so brilliant, you know. The new technology trends are coming in, and more folks are going to be more comfortable using technology in their everyday lifestyle. Most of my friends are already used to Facebook, the social media. There will be even more coming in. And many will be using technology to become more spiritual. I wanted to call her up and find out what that meant. Well, because we can now listen to this spiritual program on Skype. You can go to bbsradio.com. And by the way, if you go through my website, you'll be supporting me financially, because there are so many people having a radio program. So go to my website, judithconradradio.com. And there's on the right-hand side, there are some squares, and you can click on archives. And there is an enrollment fee. It certainly helps me continue with my radio program. I'd continue anyway, but it would be a nice way to support me. All right, this economic crisis that we've had during 2011 is moving. The crisis has never was there, but it is, it isn't, it is, and it isn't. And so this is a sign of passing to a new era. This will work into 2013. And the reason being, according to Duan, is that the people should not rely, here's that not to rely on money to make the world go round. The bartering system is very, very wonderful. Not everyone is destined to get into that, because if you're going to trade everything, how are you going to pay your rent, your mortgage? So you have to be very wise about that, unless you're trading services for your landlord or the bank or the mortgage company. Good luck. Maybe that's what's coming up next year. So if you're a smart and experienced business owner, you probably won't be affected by this crisis. I know so many people, that made more money in 2011 than they've ever made because of their attitude. They just knew how to work it. And investments, you know, a lot of people invested because people were selling property inexpensively. They were selling different stocks, bonds, etc., a little more inexpensive. All right, now let's go to love. Yes. And this has to do with, again, with the dragon, that many hidden truths will be revealed. If you and your partner are okay, that you tell each other the truth and nothing but the truth, then you're going to be just fine. If you are cheating, this will be found out during the year of 2012. As it should. Who am I to judge? But the element of water then is about cleansing people's hearts, their emotions. If you're looking at the social life and your family life in 2012, you probably will be meeting new friends, more social events, more parties. You will be much more open to others. The dragon likes to draw attention to that. So take advantage of this and try to magnetize others with the tone of your voice and the magical words. And so this dragon year is about being social with your spirit. The dragon loves challenges. So the challenge will be number one or number two, to become one with the flow and move to the new spiritual era, or stay behind. I've been here for so long, and what I'm getting for those of us who've been there maybe 25, almost 30 years, that, and many of you have, but you just haven't labeled it as such, that you will be asked to go back and revisit and come back in again. I can handle that. Those who are left behind are going to be sitting there questioning. But I can't see it. So I can't believe it. I'll tell you what, if you can believe it, you'll see it. You have to believe it first. It's about getting in touch with your inner self and the divine, the supreme, with God. Any questions? You know, I'm always open for people to call in. Okay, continuing with your body. Health and your power. The dragon is a symbol of health, and it will attract power to parts of your body that will need to be visited. In other words, if you have lungs that have difficulty, call in the dragon. And the dragon could breathe in fire. And you know that the dragon, the reason so many people are afraid of it is because it encompasses all of the elements. The air, it can fly through the air. And the water, it can go into the water. The earth, it can go into caves, very comfortable under the earth. Earth, air, fire. And of course it breathes what? Fire. Right. So it encompasses all of the elements. Water in this year, 2012, is the most important because water is a healer. I remember going to a place, the Temple of Water. It has another name in Peru. And we did such a wonderful ceremony where we would reach down and we would, because the water is coming right out of the mountain, out of this temple. And we would, and the guide would help us, and he would put water in our third eye, over the heart, and over on the feet. And you could actually jump in if you wanted, but I didn't. So you see, the water, when it's done ceremoniously, can be a healer. When you drink water, when you're doing this, bless it. If you do Reiki, put your hands over and empower the water with heart energy. You know, Dr. Emoto does all kinds of experiments with water. And when water is empowered with love, my, does it clear up in a hurry. The year of the water dragon is to discover your true self then, your true potential, and your psychic powers. Call it like it is. You have more access to that than you've ever had before. Before I bring in Barbara, I'm going to just... Well, first I'm going to welcome her. Then I'm going to do her birth information. She didn't know I was going to do this. Is that okay, Barbara?
Yes, it is.
All right. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you, Judith. I'm excited to be here.
I know. So before I get into your birth information, did you get out of what was given to you this morning, this afternoon here?
You know, the fact that you said that the, you know, I'm very business oriented.
Oh, yes.
Okay? I have my degree in accounting, and so I've got the side to me that's, I just can't get rid of it. I'm very business-oriented. And so when you said that the economic crisis is moving, but yet, even when the economic crisis was happening,
right,
because going up and down,
right,
you knew people who made more money,
yes,
in 2011 than previous.
Right.
And it's, and in my mind, it's because high tide floats all boats. So when
say that again.
The high tide. So when the economy is going great, high tide floats all boats.
All boats.
Right. All boats. But your friends who made more money is because they were innovative.
Yes.
And they made it work to their advantage.
Right.
The crisis somehow.
Right. And I believe you're one of those folks.
Well, thank you. I did pretty well last year.
Very good. Very good. Many did, and I'm really excited about that. Anything else that you gleaned from the information I gave about the dragon?
Well, it's almost scary. The fact that the water dragon, the dragon period,
yes,
encompasses all elements.
Yes, it does.
So you almost can't escape the dragon. So instead of escaping the dragon, let's embrace the dragon.
Yes. And there's a picture of Kuan Yin. And Kuan Yin is one of the ascended masters. A picture of her riding on the back of the dragon. It's such a powerful visual. So if you can just visualize this beautiful Chinese figure. And she's on walking, or she's on the back of the dragon. The dragon is, you know, has all the humps and is in the water. So it just reminded me, I have chills on that one. So you can call on Kuan Yin if you'd like during this program. We like Kuan Yin because she represents compassion. And that's part of the water element, you know, of having compassion mm-hmm. for the water within your body. Because we're, what, 90% water?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, are you ready for your birth information?
Yes, I am.
When Barbara came in, I mentioned to her that I was a Scorpio and that I'm a 5 and that the whole world is in a 5. See all these tools we have, astrology, that 2012 adds up to a 5. So the whole world is in this movement. And when we did her birth information, that when she was born, it added, she says, well, I'm a 1 in numerology. I said, okay, let me figure this out. The 1 in the tarot system is the Magus, which is the magician. And Barbara is a magician. You are.
I feel like an open book.
Right. And the magician is open to, you know, more. Well, before you get to the 1, the birth information adds up to a 19, which is the sun card. The sun illuminates and just reflects all of this wonderful energy to everyone. Around the outside of the card, the entire zodiac. So you get along with everybody.
Great.
Yeah. And so not many people have 3 of these numbers. I have 1. I'm a 5. I don't care how you cut it. Inside, outside, I'm a 5. I'm a teacher. Well, she has the sun card. Then she has the number 10. 19 adds up to a 10. And 10 is the wheel of fortune. You'll always have fortune in your life during this lifetime.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. It's right. And then it adds up to the 1, which is the Magus. That is your soul card, soul number. Mm-hmm. The Magus, you've always been a magician. You'll always do that. You'll somehow, you could land upside down in the boat. And the boat will always turn upright. So you have, you know, it's all. I don't care what you fall into, it's always going to be good.
Again, thank you, God.
Yes, we like that. We like that a lot. Well, then I added up her birthday information for January the 17th, and then adding 2012, that adds up to a 5. Oh. So Barbara, like myself, because we're in a 5-year, we are in alignment with the entire universe. Because we're in 2012, 5 is the Hierophant, which is a teacher. You are a teacher. You'll be teaching and learning simultaneously during this year, 2012 to 2013.
Well, that's pretty amazing because I have been manifesting and getting in touch with my God to become a better trainer, to become a better teacher.
Yes. Teaching, training, that whole realm is that. And also the 5 is about more spirituality. Yeah.
We can always use more spirituality. You can't have enough of it.
That's right. Always more connection to God, to Source. You know, like some people connect with Kuan Yin, and some people with Jesus, some with Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Archangel Michael. I mean, all of the above they're available on the other side, or those who've crossed over, mm-hmm. relatives who've crossed over, friends, which a lot are going much faster. They are crossing over faster.
Sad but true.
Yeah, sad but true. So, what do you think about that? That's pretty cool, huh?
It's very cool. I'm so happy I'm here, and I'm honored that you asked me to come today.
Yes.
Didn't know what to expect, and I am happily surprised and impressed.
Thank you. All right, let's hear a little background before we do. We have 4 cards sitting out here. Fun. So let's have a little background information on Barbara Ray.
Oh, okay.
Tell me about yourself. Tell me what your business is.
Well, my business is Melaleuca, the wellness company. And I actually have my degree in accounting. And so for years, I was in business. And I was a tax accountant, and it was so funny because I actually met a woman who I started helping in community service to get around, and it turned out that she had her degree in astronomy with a minor in Catholicism, but she became a professional astrologer.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa!
And so she was amazing, and her husband, she married a man that had many wives. So he told her his last name was Ori, which is amazing because in her mind, she was an oracle.
Okay.
Anyway, she told me that someday I would be in the health field.
Really?
And I thought to myself, I'm an accountant. Are you kidding? So I look back on that, and now I'm with Health and Wellness. Absolutely love it.
Yes.
I can be of service to others.
Yes.
I see others. I see what it has done for others,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm embracing it 100%.
And when we receive information from someone like your friend, an oracle, mm-hmm. and not many are oracles. Some have a certain degree of talent, and others have even more.
Mm-hmm.
And she definitely sounds like she has it all.
She was amazing.
Yes. All right, so you're in the health field with Melaleuca, and I imagine with your accounting background, you can help folks with that also.
Yes, actually, for the Melaleuca group, I do conference calls on the tax benefits of being self-employed.
Very good. Teaching, training.
Yes.
Training.
Yes.
How fun is that?
It's fun.
It is. It very, very fun. And how did you get into this field of Melaleuca? And I said that you are in network marketing.
Yes.
In the health and wellness field. So how did you get involved with this? I mean, you're happily doing accounting, I assume, happily.
Yes, I was. I love accounting. I still do.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, Margie Ray. We're married to brothers.
So really?
That's even more interesting. She's my sister and my sister-in-law.
Right.
Anyway, she called me. She's a... She was an ICU nurse married to a chiropractor.
Uh-huh.
And she said, Barbara, I've come across this company that has amazing products. It helped her son with bleeding eczema, got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, your kids have so many allergies that I think it could be of help to your family.
Good. Very good. And so she signed you up.
Yes, she did. And I was very resistant.
Were you?
I did. And so I finally decided that... there's a small fee to be involved with Melaleuca, a membership mm-hmm. fee, like kind of like Costco. Anyway, I decided that fee was worth it to get it off my back.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. And it just went from there. I was a customer for four or 5 years.
You're right.
Loved the products, and it just made sense to me when I went through some personal changes in my life mm-hmm. and I needed to become the main breadwinner.
Ah.
And even though accounting was a pretty nice income for me,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't enough to maintain the lifestyle that I had grown accustomed to.
Right.
And so I decided that I better do something in addition. And so I called up my sister and I said, I need to make such a certain amount.
Right.
Can you help me? And she said, it's about time.
So for 4 or 5 years, she'd been just hoping and praying that you would wise up.
What she called was have vision.
Have vision.
I had vision. It just wasn't her vision.
Yes.
You know, and that's okay. But anyway, so we went from there, and it has been real successful, and it has blessed my family,
mm-hmm.
as well as my extended family and many of my friends.
Great. And you know, some people poo-poo the network marketing, and they just put it down because it's not a brick-and-mortar business.
Absolutely. You work from a home office.
Yes.
But I tell you, the future is going to be people who are self-employed because you can't always trust working for someone else.
I know. It's been so long since I worked for someone else, I can't even remember. I don't think I ever did. I, you know, high school teaching, my classroom was mine.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we knew the rules of the school, but once you got into my classroom, it was mine.
Your domain.
My domain. And I kind of treated it like a business, you know, that people were responsible. And that's, I think, how I got into the coaching, because I was actually coaching people how to do your homework. You're going to do it before you leave the classroom. You can get it all done. And so I was walking around helping people there.
And I bet you were a great teacher because the fact when you make it like your own business,
yes,
you put more of yourself into it,
mm-hmm.
and you actually have better service
yes.
to others.
I know. And I like to work with people and just see them blossom. And I imagine the same thing for you.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. Okay. Well, I think it's time for these little cards. And by the way, feel free to call in. I pulled two cards. Barbara pulled two cards. She didn't know what she was getting into when she came in here, but she's open. And I like that. So you're actually a Capricorn on the cusp of Aquarius, right?
Yes, but I have a Pisces rising.
Oh, Pisces rising, which is one of the more psychic signs of the zodiac.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, Pisces rising. I'm going to write that down so I can remember that. Yeah, Pisces is very good at taking people out of the illusion into the concrete.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I'm a realist.
Yeah. And I'm an imaginative one. I like to imagine. I have Virgo rising, and I have Aquarius moon.
Oh, okay.
So where's your moon?
My moon is in Cancer.
In Cancer, the healer.
So, and my home is important to me.
Yes.
Because of it.
And also Cancer is about working with health and wellness. And guess what?
Oh.
Right.
That's great.
Yep. Okay, so we have these four cards out here. And what I'd like to have you do is think of a situation, any situation, your life as it is right now. And what information you can glean from this, pick a number from 1 to 4. Since I have 2, Barbara has 2, and we're going to set the order now. Barbara gets to pick who goes first and which card to pick.
You mean between you and I?
Between you and me, because it relates to everyone out there listening.
Okay. I want you to go first.
Okay, which one of those cards? This one over here?
The one to your right.
Okay, the first card, the Ace of Wands. So we probably thought of something, and so the Ace of Wands is new beginnings in spirituality. Hello? Is that not perfect?
It's perfect.
Yeah.
And exciting.
And exciting. So new beginnings in spirituality, and the wand has all these fire licks coming out, and then in the background, all of the lightning bolts. And for me, that means the media. There will be more spiritual programs coming forth. Let me know. I'll help you get on the radio.
Enlightenment.
Enlightenment, yes. So that's new beginnings in spirituality. Okay, Barbara,
yes.
Which one are you going to pick now?
I'm going to pick this one right here.
Okay, turn it over. All right. She's picked a mastery card. It's a mastery card. Okay, now, Barbara, just looking at the card, what is it? What symbol jumps out at you? A symbol is something that a picture that has.
Oh, it's a man.
A man
sitting on what I see a throne.
Okay.
Over an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Prince of Cups.
Right. And what does that mean to you? Just looking. What's the first thing that jumps out at you when you look at that?
The United States.
Really?
Of America.
And what is that? So we've got new beginnings in spirituality, and you're seeing the United States. What does that mean to you?
That we have a higher source looking over the United States of America.
Whoa. Nice. Very nice. And, of course, cups are emotions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So these are the two cards so far. I'm going to put them in a row. And I didn't ask you which, because these are all ours. So.
Right.
Yeah. So we've got the Prince of Cups, which is the man sitting in a throne or a chariot getting ready to, and there's an eagle there. Eagle represents the
United States
of America,
mm-hmm.
also Scorpio. So
okay.
It's about passion and all of that. So my next card then is the Universe, which is the last card of the Major Arcana. The Universe is... And the woman is dancing on the head of a snake. Transformation, splitting of the skin, old ways are no... And everything I said in the beginning, old ways are outdated, they're no longer relevant. It's about let's do business in a new way. The United States is in the middle of this huge transition.
It is.
Because of the election, people are disappointed in a lot of different things. And they want transformation. Absolutely. Let's get this going.
Yes.
Okay. Your last card is the word dominion, the Two of Wands. Tell me what you see on that card. See how we built an A, a B, a C, and now you have the D?
Right.
Okay.
And look at the colors on. It's just kind of a
The colors on the ace and the colors on the two of wands.
And they're they're on each side of the row.
Right.
The Dominion. Called the Dominion. I just think that good things are going to happen. We've had years.
Yes.
Of fear.
Yes.
And crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is hope.
Very good.
That we have things coming, that we're coming out of it.
Yes, we are definitely coming out of it.
And we'll come out the victor.
Yes, and whoever we is.
Right.
Whether it's the whole United States, I think it's the world.
I think it's the world, and it's also ourselves.
Yes.
We as individuals.
I love that. Yeah, as individuals, we're getting more connected to Source.
Mm-hmm.
And the new beginnings. And the that was the first card. The fourth card then is the Two of Wands, and that is Mars in Aries. Mars is energy that we're putting into Aries, which is new, pioneering, innovative. You see how everything gets repeated? And in the middle, the number two card, number three card, the blues and the greens are more predominant.
Yes.
Yes, and of course, the major arcana of the universe, we're completing a whole lot of stuff. Does not mean the United States is completing its reign. It's we're looking at it in a new way.
Yes.
All right.
I think the playing field's going to be more evened out.
Yes.
And we're going to have harmony and not any one country really dominating.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what is needed.
Right, because we've been the power for so long, and people have looked to us for all of this, and it's time for others to step up.
It's kind of like talking about self-esteem.
Yes, and coming back to that.
When your self-esteem is feeling equal,
mm-hmm.
and not, I mean, healthy, positive self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
is feeling equal and not superior or inferior.
Right. It's leveled out.
It has leveled out.
Yes.
What you were talking about.
Right. Not high, not low. In the middle, so we can stand toe to toe.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, you went ahead and looked up self-esteem in the Wikipedia.
I did, because you said that you had mentioned to me that we might be talking about self-esteem on your show today.
Right.
So I thought, well, you know, my idea of self-esteem might be different,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's our perception a lot of times.
Right.
So I thought, well, I better look it up and see what, you know, so that I'm on the same page.
Right.
But, you know, because it's basically, in my mind, self-esteem is, having a confidence,
mm-hmm.
A self-satisfaction with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, able to, like you said, go toe-to-toe, you know, putting aside your ego, because ego will always get you in trouble.
Oh, yes.
Right? I know. It always will, you know. But anyway, you know, because ego leads to power struggles, and then if you're the winner, you both lose.
Yes.
You know, so it's better just to, like you say, level the playing field. But so Wikipedia had a lot of things in here about self-esteem, and it had positive self-esteem, what the characteristics were, and the negative. And I was surprised to see that I have characteristics in both.
Did you? Okay.
Positive and the low self-esteem.
Right, right. So what are some of the positive, and then we'll go look. I always like to start with a positive, and then we'll look at the negative.
All right. That's a good idea. The positive is basically when you have a healthy self-esteem, you accept everyone for who they are, their talents,
uh-huh.
And or lack of talent. You don't judge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you accept. You don't criticize. Again, you maintain a level playing field. You don't feel superior or inferior.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another positive is that you enjoy a variety of activities.
Oh,
you enjoy a variety of activities, so you're not, you know, you're open.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just single-minded. Single-mindedness is not a bad thing, by the way, you know, because there's several meanings to that, okay? But I mean, you're open to many different activities, mm-hmm. and you don't put others down for not liking your activities.
Okay. That's good. Okay, I'm getting that. By the way, anytime you want to call and just jump in with a conversation, you have a thought, you have a question, we are more than excited to have you calling in. So please feel free to do so. Barbara said yes.
Please call in.
Yes. And I know that a lot of people just like to listen. They don't want to call in. They just don't do that.
And that's okay. I mean, I used to be the person who sat in the back hiding, hoping the teacher wouldn't call on me.
Really? And I don't think I ever call in on radio stations. Never. It's not my thing, but there's a lot of people who just love it. And I don't know whether that has to do with self-esteem. I'm not sure how the host is going to, what they're going to do. Okay, I'd like to hear the negative ones now.
Okay. Heavy self-criticism. Okay, that's one of the negative aspects of low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. You tend to, you're never good enough. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm, you know, this kind of thing.
Okay.
All right. And I find myself criticizing myself, like my talent or my capability sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And so, but you work through it.
Yes.
I work through it.
Yes.
You know, so
how do you work through it?
I start doing positive self-talk.
Uh-huh. You know, tell me about that.
Well, things that I'm worried about. And, you know, one thing, I'm also very vocal. That's why I think I'm an open book, because if I'm having a struggle, you're going to know it.
Okay.
Because I'm going to say, I'm nervous, I'm this, yeah. I'm that.
Yeah,
I'm this.
Yeah.
And what that does, okay, it does a couple of things. Number one, all my friends think I'm, Barb, calm down. But really, I am calm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just vocalizing.
Okay.
Okay. But it also, they gather around me.
Yeah.
And they put their arms in a, you know, like a loving circle and say, okay, you're going to be good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send you positive thoughts. And, mm-hmm. you know, they just become my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they start helping me.
Very good. And very so. Good. Yes. And I'm sure many of the folks out there listening are they're kind of, you know, looking at your own life and see how. And when Barbara says she vocalizes, I think that's part of a process. It sounded like a process that she does. So whatever process you use, and sometimes when people do the self-criticism, you've done something maybe that was disappointing to someone, you want to overcompensate and you want to just give them the store. You want to just bend over backwards.
Right.
That's another tendency I've watched people do.
Well, there's a couple things here that I thought were interesting as characteristics of low self-esteem.
Okay.
One of them was being a perfectionist.
Oh, yes.
Now I always thought that was good to be a perfectionist, you know, but here it says you can overdo that.
Oh, yes.
To the point where it's never good enough for you because you're always being a perfectionist.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then another one was a constant pleaser, like a people pleaser.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was interesting, too, because I am a people pleaser. But you can do it to the point where it's almost ad nauseum. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
To the point where they're going, leave me alone. You know?
Right. May I lick your boots?
Right.
That's my...
Well, I'm not that bad, you guys. So don't be asking me to lick your boots.
I know. Well, when I think of people pleasing, you know, when you bend over, when you're so far, you know, the pendulum has swung so far over that you just can't even think of yourself. You want to think of other people before you.
Right. And it goes back to the plane, okay?
Yes.
If that oxygen comes down...
Yes.
You don't run around trying to get everyone else's on there. You get yours on there first.
Yes. Otherwise, you cannot be of service.
Right. Exactly.
Right. And so work on your own self-esteem first before you look at others and criticize or analyze or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very, very good. All right. We have a little more time left. It's maybe 8 minutes left, maybe 10 minutes. So we have time to explore.
Do.
So we're our theme today is self-esteem. We've done a great reading with the four cards, new beginnings, and then the second card, Barbara, I let her interpret that. That had to do with the United States, of flying and moving over water. And then the third card was that of the universe card, which is the last, it's sometimes called the world, the last card of the major arcana, we're completing so many things. And then the fourth card is the empowerment, and I'm just going to give the meaning that I do know about this card.
I was going to ask you to give the meaning that you also have of the...
A Prince of Cups?
Yeah.
The Prince of Cups is about getting ready.
Okay.
It's getting ready for something that's coming to you. And the universe, of course, is the completion. And then the Two of Wands is moving. There are two Dorjis there. They're equidistant. I mean, you can't tell which one's on top, which one's at the bottom. And that was like leveling the playing field, the win-win. And this is you and spirit in a power relationship. God is not higher than you are. You're not higher than anyone else. It's this power relationship to be available for this energy that's coming in to create the new. So you and God are creating this together. You and spirit, you and the all that is, you and Mother Mary, you and whoever your higher power is. The wise one, it's an inside job of you listening to spirit. Whether it's meditation, it doesn't make any difference what that is. And by the way, I am starting a meditation group, and it will be an intuitive development as well. It will be coaching, all of the above, all rolled into one. And one will be three people or four people, if you live in the Eugene Springfield area, or if you don't, we'll be on Skype, and we can have this wonderful conference doing that. It is exciting. I'm getting ready to come back into my teaching. Love it, love it, love it. Yeah, yes. Okay, what's new for you, Barbara? Let's find out how they can get in touch with you.
You mean my phone number?
Phone number, website, email, whatever.
Well, I do have a website. It's www.lovin, without the G, lovinmylife.com.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Spell that all out.
Lovin Mylife. lovinmylife.com.
Just without that G.
Exactly.
Nice. lovinmylife.com.
I do love my life.
Good.
And they can call me at 541-520-1665.
That's 541-520-1665.
Yes.
Very good. And you can also listen to the archives of this radio program on judithconradradio.com, or you can go to my website and you can click on the BBS connection for archives, and you can enroll in that whole affiliate program, and you can listen to any of these programs. And there are some fabulous radio hosts here on BBS Radio. So anyway, I'm starting to really look at that as an option.
Well, that's good. That's there's so many. You're amazing. You do so many different things. You know, you do. You did radio. You're out and about.
Uh-huh.
You're networking, and you have amazing energy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You give us hope.
Right, and that's one of the words that came up today was hope. All right, so tell me what you're offering, and because we've got your information, we have a telephone number, the website, lovinmylife.com, and how can they get involved with the Melaleuca?
Well, there's a couple of ways you can get involved with Melaleuca. Number one, if you're just looking to get healthy.
Right.
Okay. Melaleuca can help. I can help you through Melaleuca get healthier without a lot of cost.
Mm-hmm.
So it's affordable because these are anyway products. Okay, so you're buying these products anyway.
Right.
You brush your teeth. You wash your hair. You take supplements. You exercise. So they're everyday products, but they're safe for your family. They're safe for your body. They're safe for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And they're affordable. They want this product in every home in America. In order to do that, it has to be affordable by every home in America.
Right.
So they've kept the cost down. Okay, that's number one. Number two, if you're looking for an additional stream of income, we're here for you as well. I could show you how to make for your family and yourself an additional stream of income.
Nice.
Yes.
And the products are green. No, that's the term nowadays, green.
Yes, and the company is very concerned about their carbon footprint. Mm. And the products are made in America.
Okay, we got Morgan from Georgia on line two. Let's bring Morgan, or Marion, excuse me, Marion from Georgia. Welcome to the program, Marion.
Thank you.
Wow.
I've never heard your program before, so I really don't, I just turned in here because I was waiting for the Angelina program.
Good. And I'm on four to five, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thank you for calling in. Well, what we've been doing, we've been talking about, with my guest, Barbara, about self-esteem. And we've been working with the tarot cards a little bit, and we've been talking about what's coming up for Barbara, my guest, and we're from Eugene, Springfield, Oregon.
From Eugene. Oh, I know where that is.
You know where that is, right. Well, we have a lot of rain here.
Yes, I've been there.
You've been there. Do you have any friends here in Eugene?
Not anymore. My husband's family lived there.
Okay. Well, I encourage you to listen to the program Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday before you go into your other program with Angelina. And that would make me
feel happy. What time does it come on?
4 o'clock.
At 7?
At four. Well, back there would be 7 o'clock. That's right. Right. It would be
at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Very good. Well, I'm
Eastern
excited
time,
that you're calling from Georgia. And what do you do? Are you retired, or are you? You have a job, or a career, or a husband, or children?
Well, I don't have anything anymore. Much.
All right.
I have a daughter that I live with for the last 8 years since my husband passed, and she has stage 4 cancer at the present time.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that.
So I don't have very much left. In the last 8 years, I've lost 4 family members to cancer and a couple to other things. And
right.
So I'm the head of the family now. There's nobody back behind me anymore, and I'm 83 years old.
You're 83. Barbara has something to say to you.
Did you have a question, Marion?
Well, I don't know what kind of questions you're answering.
Well,
I have lots of questions. But
well, there's a reason why you called in.
Well, the reason I called in was because I thought that they were going to have mediums on Angelina's show, and I was just a little bit early. I didn't know there was a show going on now.
Right. Well, we do mediumship. Sometimes here we do help people connect with those on the other side. We're just about out of time, however. A couple more minutes, and do you communicate with anyone on the other side?
Not very much anymore. My husband stayed with me for about 5 years, but I don't hear from him very much anymore.
How about not inviting him to come and communicate with you more?
Well, I do that.
Very good. Good.
I do that. But I guess maybe I just don't recognize it anymore. I don't know. Somehow or another along the way, something got off track, I guess.
Well, Barbara, what would you like to say? Do we have about a minute?
Well, Marion, I bet you he's still with you, but you just can't feel him right now. But he's probably with you.
I think you're right.
Yay. All right. Well, we're out of time now, Marion. I just want to thank you for calling in, and I want to thank my guest, Barbara Ray, for coming on the program.
Thank you so much, Judith, for asking me. I'm honored.
Okay. And, Marion, you can go to the archives, and you can listen to the archives of this whole program, and I think you'll get something out of this.
Okay, and Angelina's program is coming on now on here, is it?
I'm not sure. I haven't listened to any of the other programs. I'm sorry, but if she is, you can also check the guide of that. Well, I have to go now. So thank you very much, audience, for listening. And I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.
You have been listening to the Good News Radio Program with Judith Conrad. To email Judith Conrad, go to judith@judithconradradio.com.